Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, I just wanted to get a quick update on you regarding this Phase 2 RC drill program that is ongoing at the Tombstone property in Arizona. It's a 3,000-meter program, total of 20 holes. I understand you were just down on site, had a look at how the drilling's progressing and the old mine that is on this project. What updates can you give us real quick about this Phase 2 program, please?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to come on, Corey. And as you mentioned, I was down there last week inspecting the first phase of our Phase 2 drill program. We're currently drilling 3,000 meters across 20 holes. And the purpose of the drill program is to infill and step out from the patterns that we drilled last year in Phase 1. So that was Aztec's first opportunity to drill test shallow gold-silver targets at the Contention open pit in the Tombstone Historic Silver District that produced 32 million ounces of silver between 1880 and 1940. So it was really our first opportunity, and we had, as we've discussed before, some really great results. We focused our drilling on three spokes, one in the north, one in the center, and one in the south end of the 830-meter striking Contention structure. And with the good results of that program, we decided to infill and to loosely set up our drill hole orientations on a fence this year. So the drill holes are oriented 50 meters apart along the pit, and then we're drilling a 2-3 hole fan from each setup. So to date, we've drilled about 6 holes now out of our 20 in the month that we've started drilling. And these setups have been largely south of the north end of the pit. So we're almost complete infilling between the south and the center of the pit now. And I'll just point out that some of the results that we had last year at the north end of the pit were some of the highest grade that we reported. And hole 9 stood out as a highlight. That was 15.24 meters at 6.18 grams per ton gold and 77.2 grams per ton silver, or 7.15 grams per ton gold equivalent. That was right in the north end of the pit, and it was from a shallow 32 meters down the hole. So we've got our first three setups are 50, 50, and 50 meters south of that. We've got some holes into the lab and some holes being drilled. So all in all, it's been a good start, and we hope to have some results out over the next few weeks from those first few holes. And we anticipate moving the rig down to the south side of the pit in a couple of weeks here, and we'll be drilling through July and have results rolling in through probably the end of August.
How big is this pit in terms of strike length from the north down to the south, and what are you guys testing in terms of strike length with this program?
It's big. I mean, it was when I saw it in person, it was quite a bit bigger than I expected, but it's about 830 meters long, and it was mined down to a depth at the deepest part of about 60 meters. And, it's speculated that there was about 5 million tons of material taken out of the heap leach gold mine in the 80s. So it was a sizable operation. And, we feel that the drill testing here is giving us enough confidence to look for more ore in the region, and obviously in the, in the immediate vicinity of the old working. So it's big. Yeah. And it could, it's actually very fortuitous for us to be drilling now in this kind of rebound era of gold prices. It's great that we're trading a little bit above 1900, but these kind of potential operations can be very valuable in gold bull markets.
So will you guys be able to issue a resource on the back of this Phase 2 program, or is it still a little bit too early for that?
Probably a little bit too early. By the end of this program, we'll have 20 holes of our own 40 holes combined, 20 last year and 20 this year. We'll have a lot of information. Obviously, we'll have most of the drill setups on 50 meter centers at the north end of the pit, and then at least 100 meter and 50 meter centers in the south. So we'll be getting close, but it's probably going to drive more drilling. I mean, there are some targets off to the west that we want to incorporate as well, and potentially to the east of the pit wall as well. So we want to make sure that we capture all the potential before we start constraining ourselves with kind of resource targets.
Okay. Hey, fair enough, Simon. Can you just remind everybody about the JV that is on this project? Because the company does have two projects. A Tombstone project in southern Arizona. That's where you're drilling right now. Also, the Cervantes project in Mexico. Both of these are under JV. Please just remind everybody your portion of this JV at Tombstone.
Yes, we're 75% of the JV. We're the operator with a private equity group out of the U.S. on Tombstone. And then we're 65% of a JV with Kootenay Silver at Cervantes. So it's a 65-35 split where we're also the operator.
All right. So in terms of news flow then, Simon, just quickly wrap us up with a quick summary of what investors can expect, please.
Well, we can expect drill results from Tombstone all the way through the end of the summer, and then we'll start to have some updates on Cervantes. First up will be the results of our phase one program that we conducted in the spring, and then we'll start talking about preparations for further work there in the fall. So, I'd characterize it as fairly robust news flow from both projects through the end of the year.
All right, Simon, appreciate this update. We'll keep on following along, and quite frankly, we'll follow up when some of those initial drill results come out. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals, and if any of you have any follow-up questions for Simon, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you. In the meantime, Simon, keep us up to date on news. Sounds like we'll chat again soon.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Corey. Have a great day.